73 is a first for Senator Kuhn.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Senate Committee on Veterans and Emergency Preparedness, March 30th. And the chair and the other member of the committee will be here shortly, but we can at least now start taking public testimony. So I am going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 4. Let's see, which one are you on?
573.
573. Senator Kuhn.
And we get to ask double the questions because there's just two of us.
Sounds good to me. Did you want the committee administrator to?
She is. She's Madam Vice Chair, members of the committee. Senator Kuhn. Senate Bill 573 encourages reflection to honor military service members lost at war at noon on the 21st day of each month for 21 seconds.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm State Senator Tim Knopes from Senate District 27, which includes Bend, Redmond, Tumalo, and Sun River. And I'm here today on behalf of a veteran who emailed some of us, and his name is Ray Trosper. He's a United States Marine, C Company, 3rd Assault Amphibian Battalion, 1st Marine Division. He says, "No better friend, no worse enemy." And he is part of the American Legion Post down in Riverside, California, and has been promoting, I think nationwide, this effort, basically the 21-second effort. And I will just read you the bill. I mean, I have a soft spot for veterans, so whenever a veteran emails, no matter where they're from, and asks for something, they go to the top of my pile of things to do. And so I had this drafted on his behalf, but essentially, this is relating to the recognition of fallen military service members. And it says, "Whereas Oregon and the nation should honor the service of American veterans who have given their lives in various wars in defense of freedom. And whereas we live in the 21st century, and it is time for the 21st century policy in all 50 states. And whereas the highest salute our nation can bestow on a military or public officials, including the President of the United States, is formally known as the 21-gun salute. And whereas 21 is the number of steps the centennial takes to face the tomb of the unknowns, and the centennial faces the tomb of the unknowns for 21 seconds. And whereas observing a 21-second moment of silence is an appropriate way to honor our fallen soldiers and to help this and future generations to understand and respect the sacrifice made by service members who have given their lives. And whereas the birth year of our country, 1776, the numbers of which add up to and equal 21. And now therefore, being acted by the people of the state of Oregon, that Oregonians shall be encouraged and allowed to pause for 21 seconds duration at noon on the 21st day of each month in honor and remembrance of all those who have given their lives in military service and in war." And I just thought, you know, this is a unique one that I have not seen before in terms of honoring our military veterans, and thought it was worth drafting and worth consideration by the state senate. And so I've brought it to you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that I might.
Questions?
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Senator Kuhn, this is a very good bill, but the question is, how do we get it out to everybody and let everybody know that we should do this?
Well, I think there are a lot of ways, and the biggest thing these days, obviously, is digital and social media. And I really feel like one of the ways we can do this is by leading by example in, you know, the chambers that we represent. And, you know, we're not always on the floor at noon, but I think when we are, there might be an opportunity there on the 21st day of the month. And, you know, obviously, that's not always a, you know, a day that we're in session. But when we find ourselves doing that, I think that's one of the ways. But really, honestly, the bill itself is, and, you know, bringing it forward and getting publicity about it is one of the ways. And I think it will take time to build this into a routine for the public, and that they know that on the 21st day, you know, for 21 seconds at noon, we're going to stop and honor and remember veterans. And I have always felt like we can't do enough for veterans. So, you know, whether that's a remembrance, whether that's a parade, whether that's a day or multiple days, I have not found any of those efforts that I wouldn't be willing to support because of everything that veterans have done for our country, and especially, obviously, those who have given that last full measure of devotion.
Yes, follow up.
I support this bill wholeheartedly. When asked that if you would mind if I got on it.
Yes, and you do not need my permission to get on it, but I am more than happy to have as many people jump onto this bill as possible.
Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
Madam Vice Chair, members of the committee, Senator Knope, do you know if Oregon would be first or would be joining other states that have already done this?
You know, I haven't gotten the report, so I just know he was in that effort, and so I'd have to do a little bit more research to find out what states have been in the process of trying to do this and, you know, how many states have accomplished that.
Thank you. No further questions? Thanks, Senator Knope.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm going to leave it open, and then hopefully the chair will be here, and if he wants to say anything about each one, he can do that. All right. I would like to open Senate Bill 992.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 992 designates the third Friday of every September Oregon POW/MIA Recognition Day.
All right. Elaine Woods, Les Poole, and John Woods. Please introduce yourself and proceed.
Okay, thank you. My name is Elaine Woods, and I'm from Beaverton. And I have some remarks of my own, just some brief comments. But a good friend of ours who served in the military was planning on being here today. And because of health issues, he could not be. So if it's all right, I would like to read his comments first.
Please do.
And then if I have time. To Chair Boquist and members of the committee, or Senator Manus Anderson, since you are heading this up right now. My wife Sandy Radu and I have worked tirelessly over the years supporting POW/MIA causes. As a former member of County B, 28th Infantry, 4th Division. I wasn't in the military, so excuse me.
Okay.
Republic of Vietnam, I myself was on many missions looking for POW/MIAs in the hills and mountains of the Central Highlands. I have worked tirelessly in any manner that I can to help up until now. Sandy and I have both worked closely with the current defense POW/MIA accounting agency stationed in Hawaii to help with the recovery of our POW/MIAs worldwide from all conflicts. This agency has been instrumental in these recovery efforts. We still have missing Oregon military personnel out there. Families are still waiting for closure. Please help to give these families the dignity of having this bill enacted by the people of the state of Oregon. And when he emailed me or texted me to say that he could not be here, and I offered to read his testimony for him, he wholeheartedly agreed because he gets so emotional that he had to go get himself a hanky just from writing it, reading it. So, and to proceed with my own brief comments, thank you so much for bringing this bill forward. Many Oregonians have served in the wars of this nation, and those who were captured by the enemy suffered terribly. Many of them died from the treatment they received, and those who survived and were able to return home have been forever changed by their experience. The families of those who are still missing and unaccounted for continue to suffer, not knowing what happened to their loved ones, and they have no closure. Their anguish and their hardships continue in uncertainty. The families of these POWs and MIAs deserve to know that their loved ones are not forgotten. And we as Oregonians need to be reminded of the sacrifices made for the sake of our freedom. I strongly support this bill and urge you to vote yes, too. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Les Poole. I live in Clackamas County. I'd like to start just by thanking Senator Olson for sponsoring another bill that is on behalf of veterans, and that's Senate Bill 694. I live in his district, and while this testimony is obviously not about that, it's a similar situation. And when I think about this bill here, I hate to use a cliche, but it's almost a no-brainer. So many of the vets are feeling isolated, and how do we connect with them? Well, social services and family do what they can, but you know, as a community, as Oregonians, when you fly a flag or you honor them in some special way and bring light to their plight, to their situation and sacrifice, that's what gets them engaged. And I don't need to reiterate some of the comments that have already been made to let you know that I strongly support this, and I don't see a big fiscal impact like some of the things that are proposed. So let's move this to the floor if we can. Thank you.
My name is John Woods. I'm testifying here in POW. Chairman. This is an emotional issue for me because I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, and I saw so many of my friends in the neighborhood who went over. A lot of them didn't come home, and a lot of the families didn't know. And what I find interesting is for us as a country, looking at Vietnam and how much they are putting their resources into finding our people, finding the remains and returning them. And now they're working with us when, you know, back then they were working against us. So I think it behooves us to do everything we can to help the POWs and help the families, the MIAs, to help some kind of closure here and honor these people.
Thank you. Questions?
Thank you for your service, both of you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And as far as I know, on 992, we'll carry it forward to next week and have a work session on it next week, so because we normally pass it in the following week. And we'll also schedule another public hearing next week so that we can make sure we check all the blocks we're supposed to do. And I give my apologies to everybody as I was in another emergency preparedness meeting before I got to this one, so I apologize for the delay. But we appreciate your service.
Thank you.
And I feel that pain on a daily basis. Thank you very much. With that, we'll close the public hearing on 992 and open a public hearing on...
Mr. Chair, a public hearing was left open on Senate Bill 573 in case you had any remarks, and then the remainder.
All right. Well, we'll reopen the public hearing on 573, and the same thing on 573 I mentioned. We will carry forward a public hearing until next week, too, in case anybody else wants to put it, and then we'll schedule a work session as appropriate for it. With that, we'll close the public hearing on 573. And Madam Counsel, where are we going to? So we're going to open a public hearing on 993.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 993 designates every August 7th Oregon Purple Heart Recognition Day.
And we have Les Poole, Ms. Woods, and Matt Knight, come on up. There's three chairs. Community effort here.
You want to go first?
Thanks.
Thank you, Chair Boquist and members of the committee. Again, I have a few comments of my own. but I would like to read Tyra Dew's comments that he was not able to deliver personally. To Chair Boquist and members of the committee, as a member of Company B, 28th Mechanized Infantry, 4th Infantry Division, Republic of Vietnam, in 1968-69, I received multiple Purple Heart Awards for my combat service. I am a member of MORPH, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, DAV, Disabled American Veterans, NIVA, Northwest Indian Veterans Association, and the American Legion. The Purple Heart is an award that you cannot be given. It can only be earned by receiving wounds caused directly by enemy action. It was my wife Sandy Radu's heartfelt wish that this day of recognition be granted and enacted by the people of the state of Oregon for Purple Heart recipients and their families. These families of our wounded warriors have borne these veterans' wounds also. And I'm very sorry that I could not be there myself in person to give this testimony due to health issues. Sincerely, Tyra Dew. And my own brief comments. And that I'm here strongly to support Senate Bill 993 in recognition of the Oregonians who have served our military and were wounded in action or died because of their injuries. Many Oregonians have served and bear the scars on their bodies from their wounds. I remember when my husband returned home from serving in the Navy during the Vietnam War, that our brave men and women were greeted with scorn, rejection, and had terrible lies shouted at them. I'm so glad that this is not the case today, and that we can honor and recognize those who served in the military and were willing to pay such a high price because they love this nation and what it stands for. I appreciate this bill especially because it was written and submitted in honor of my good friend, Sandy Radu. She was so very proud of our military, certainly for her sons who served, but especially for her husband, Ty, whom she called her hero for his bravery in combat. And thank you for the opportunity to speak in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Les Poole again. You know, sitting here with these folks and hearing these words chokes me up, and those that know me know I don't get choked up very easy. I could almost end my testimony there. I see this as also a great way to recognize some people of all walks of life that have stepped up and served. I was in the last draft they ever had, and the Vietnam War was winding down, and I thought back to when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, and my cousin was over there, and you hear the fabled stories about being on the Mekong, and he served two tours over there, and 2 days before they were coming home, they were attacked. And he's still with us, but some of his friends that had been to our place on leave didn't come home with him. And it was years later when, probably 15 years later when I was considerably older, that you know, I saw his scars. And it was another 15 years before I saw the real scars. And for those of you that have never served or had a direct member of your family involved in combat or a war like that, it's hard to imagine. And so I think if I could call this a gesture of this type is certainly something I support fully, and I would hope you would move this forward like the previous bills. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Mark Knick, and I want to thank Senator Boquist and Senator Olson for their service to this country. And I was in the chair there too, and I was in the Army just right after basic training, right after the Vietnam era. I had two cousins that served a tour duty in Vietnam. My mother's nephew and my mother's niece's husband were both in the Korean War. Their mother's my mother's sister, but that doesn't make any difference right now. But I will support all these bills and the man. and asked what you could do in our community. Now, like, for example, we have over at the VFW Hall here in Salem at 630 Hood Street, every Thursday we have Battle Buddies, and it's open to military and families that want to come for lunch. You're welcome to come for lunch. We have that from 11 to 2. That's just one thing we do. And then he talked about getting this publicizing this. There are various magazines out there, the VFW magazine, the DAV magazine, the Purple Heart magazine. There are several military magazines that put out in the National, the Army, Navy, you name it, you know, but I'm just using that as an example for advertising this. So anyway, I support all the bills here today besides the one I'm speaking on.
Thank you, Mayor Gretchen. Just a second, all three members sitting on the podium actually served. So, questions with anyone?
Thank you very much for your service.
Welcome. Thank you. John Woods, and is there anyone else besides John that wants to testify? There's two empty chairs up here. You don't have to feel bashful.
So I'm all alone with you guys.
You have cleanup. You're the quick reaction force.
My name is John Woods, and Senator Boquist, chairman and vice chair. In one of the final scenes of Gladiator, Lucilla, Marcus Aurelius' daughter, asks a question. Is Rome really worth one good man's life? We believed it once. Make us believe it again. He was a soldier of Rome. Honor him. We have veterans who crawled through all kinds of blood, gore, and horrors we cannot imagine. And now you, the elected legislators of Oregon, have an opportunity to honor the Oregon Purple Heart veterans. My generation fought a war in Vietnam. A lot of my friends never came home. And a lot of the ones who did make it home never left Vietnam. They continue to live in their bunker. They continue to have nightmares every night, haunted by their memories. When they came home, they were reviled and called all kinds of names. Not only were they wounded by the war, they were wounded again by the country who asked them to serve, to sacrifice their minds, their hearts, their lives. Most people never get a chance to right a dreadful wrong. But what you do here today will live beyond your time in office. What you do here today honoring these Purple Heart veterans will bring home some healing to those who were wounded and the families of those veterans who laid it all down to serve a nation. What you do here today touches many veterans and their families. Honor and respect is the best way to say thank you to these wounded warriors for their sacrifice. Now I ask you, Oregon, is Oregon worth many good men's sacrifices? Oregon believed it once. Make us believe it again. They were soldiers, sailors, airmen of Oregon, wounded doing their duty. Now honor them. I ask that you support SB 993, designating one day as Purple Heart Day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other questions?
Just a question. I'm not sure if you know, but we certainly wouldn't be the first state to do this. Or do you know if there are other states that have Purple Heart Day? No?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Be interesting information, because this should be everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But I think that Oregon, if you led on this, would lead all the rest of the states. I mean, this is something we should do for these vets.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Wilson, anything? Anyone else wish to testify on 993? Like the other bills, this one will actually be carried forward for a work session next week, and with that, we'll close the public hearing on SB 993, and we're going to open a brief work or public hearing on SB 1000.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1000 authorizes the creation of a volunteer civil defense force under the Department of State Police called the Oregon State Police Civil Defense Force. It describes its function. It requires its volunteers and volunteers with county civil defense forces to possess certain qualifications. It distinguishes the Oregon State Police Civil Defense Force from the current Oregon State Defense Force, and it renames the Oregon State Defense Force the Oregon Civil Defense Force.
And colleagues, this is a work in progress. We're working with the state police. The two chairs of the two committees are, along with the security work group. And so it was on the schedule, and we left it on the schedule. So we'll have this back as another public hearing later on, unless there's someone that wants to volunteer to testify, and I don't think there is.
And Mr. Chair, who brought it forward?
The two chairs, Representative Evans and I brought it forward.
Yeah. Gotcha.
What there is we have the State Defense Force, and it's been reorganized very recently and restructured. And then we've had some sheriffs and the state police itself address, raise some issues in terms of having volunteers for communications and things like that. And so it's sort of still a work in progress. And I will apologize to the committee, but I've been doing transportation and ignoring my chair in the House up until 2 days ago, and he's been in my office twice now reminding me we were supposed to do things, and so we're a little bit behind on this one, as we are in the next one.
You're doing yeoman work.
That's fair. Right. With that, we'll close the public hearing on SB 1000 and close a public hearing on SB 476. Council, will you explain it, and then I will explain it.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 476 expands the reemployment assistance program that provides financial incentives to employers that hire injured workers to include disabled veterans.
Colleagues, this is actually a bill that came out of Senator or Representative Witt in the last session, and we're going to do with this bill what we're doing with other bills that the Vice Chair and I got together with the House Committee on, and we're going to do a little bit of modification and ask the ODVA Veterans Board to look at this issue in terms of veterans training and come back with us with a report in the next session. And so there are some amendments preparing for this. We've got the commitment from DCBS, SAFE, and others to participate in that work group so that we can see what sort of options we might have.
This is 476.
This is 476. And so we're going to have an amendment that comes back with this that sends it over to the ODVA Advisory Board to give us some recommendations.
So, for reemployment.
For reemployment. Disabled veterans reemployment.
Super.
So, and this will come back again before we leave on the 15th. Anybody want to volunteer? I don't think anybody wants to volunteer. All the heads came up like, no, please don't put me on record. That's good. With that, we'll close the public hearing on SB 476. Again, colleagues, I apologize for being late. I was in another emergency preparedness meeting with the presiding officers and law enforcement that I couldn't walk out without being cuffed in. So I apologize to the committee. I would point out to all the members that are sitting out here and those that are actually on the videotape, hello on the videotape, that you can submit testimony for any bill. We do keep the testimony open for at least a week after the bill has its first public hearing. And so you can go to OLIS, that's Oregon Legislative Information System, online, find it by Google, and you can actually click any one of the bills here or the committee and submit testimony. Council, is there anything else we need to cover?
Mr. Chair, I wanted to reassure the witnesses on Senate Bill 992 and 993 that Mr. Reduce testimony is also posted on OLIS.
Okay, thank you very much. With that, colleagues, we are done for the day.
OLIS.
Okay, thank you very much. With that, colleagues, we are done for the day.